If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't dress to impress, they dress for success. Like that. Let me say that one again. Real men don't dress to impress, they dress for success. First of all, let me apologize to you if you downloaded this episode of the Real Men Check-In expecting to hear fashion and style tips for men. Now, I didn't mean to mislead you, well, maybe a little bit, but for a good reason, and I'll explain to you in a minute. Now, let me start by reading something to you out of Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. This is Paul speaking to the church of Colossus, those who now believe and have their faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul writes, "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory." Verse 5 goes on to say, "Therefore, consider the member of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them you also once walked when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices." And verse 10 goes on and said, "And have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has complained against anyone. Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you." And verse 14 concludes, "Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." Now, before we quickly dive into this text and I challenge you on it, I have to make a confession. For the past couple of weeks, I've been using my quiet time with God to study compassion. Now, I feel like this is an area of weakness for me. Now, I'm known for having a lot of passion, but not as much compassion as I believe God would like for me to have. I had a guest on the Real Men Connect podcast a few weeks ago named Derek Maul, whose episode hasn't even been released yet. And he said something during the interview that really convicted me in my spirit. And I told him that during the interview. Derek said that we as Christian men are well versed and well aware when it comes to Ephesians 6:10, when the Bible tells us to put on the full armor of God. You know, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes or sandals for walking in the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and even toting our sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And he said, and Derek said that we're proud of this armor of God and we even boast in it. But then he said, how many of us are equally proud as men to walk in the fruit of the Spirit? He's talking about kindness, gentleness, joy, peace, humility, long-suffering, love, and self-control. ouch. Even though Derek didn't say it, I said to myself, if someone gave the eulogy at my funeral, would they use any of the fruit of the Spirit to describe my personality and character? That's when I decided to seek God about compassion by reading Colossians chapter 3. Now, the church of Colossae had received salvation and the new birth through Jesus Christ, but they weren't demonstrating by the way they were treating one another. In other words, there was no distinction between the old man and the new one. Now, can you relate to that? You know, you get saved, you give your life to Christ, and yes, you stop the obvious old stuff you used to do, like drinking, cursing, drugs, sleeping around, pornography, partying, or whatever. But what about the not so obvious stuff, like frequent outbursts of anger, resentment, greed, impatience, selfishness, dishonesty, bitterness, disrespect, talking bad about people, or whatever it may be? See, those things seem to be a little bit more challenging to shake off in our lives. But in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14, Paul shows them and us how to do it, or at least what it would take. And the answer is intentionality in action through the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, allow me to explain. In only 14 verses, I noticed that Paul used 6 action statements, one that he repeated 3 times. That's almost one action phrase every other verse. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think that was by accident. And those words were set, put aside, lay aside, and put on. And put on was the phrase that he repeated 3 times. So I decided to focus on that phrase in particular, put on. Now, when you hear the words put on, what do you normally think of? That's right, clothes. That's exactly what I thought. Now, Paul is telling these believers that if you want the new life in Christ that was promised to you, you have to put aside, lay aside, or take off the old man and put on the new man, because you're no longer the person you used to be. So if we are commanded to put on the armor of God in Ephesians 6, why can't we put on and walk in the fruit of the Spirit? And the specific fruit that Paul mentioned here in verse 12 were compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, so we can bear with one another. And he said in verse 14, beyond all these things, put on love. But the question is, how? How do you put on these things? It almost seems impossible until I decide to look at the fruit, like the armor, as articles of clothes instead of just commands. Now remember, intentionality in action through the help of the Holy Spirit. Now allow me to explain this. See, every morning we all put on our clothes, and depending on where we're going, whether it be to Starbucks or a job interview, we're very intentional about what we choose to wear. So I decided that every day I get up in the morning, I want to pre-decide that when I get dressed in the morning, it's more important for me to dress for success for the kingdom of God than to impress others in the world of man. I hope this makes sense. Now, if not, just follow me as I walk you through me getting dressed in the morning. After I step out of the shower and after I put on my underwear, the first article of clothing that I usually put on is my t-shirt. Now, most people don't wear t-shirts, but I've been wearing t-shirts since I was a child. I don't even know why I wear them, but I feel naked without it. So to me, my t-shirt represents and reminds me to put on compassion, because it's the closest thing to my heart. Now, next, I put on my shirt over my t-shirt of compassion, because it represents and reminds me to wrap my compassion in kindness. Now, of course, I have to put on my pants, right? Now, do you know you can't go anywhere in public in America without wearing a pair of pants? That's why when I put on my pants, it represents and reminds me to put on humility. Because if I don't, I will be humiliated. I hope this is making sense. But I'm not done. Just like my t-shirt, I almost never wear any shoes that don't require me to put on socks. And my socks represent and remind me to put on and walk in gentleness. The same way I protect my feet, I need to protect the soul and the spirit of other people. So I'm almost done dressing, but anyone who knows me know that I have a thing for watches. I have several watches, and I never leave home without having one on. In fact, I have a permanent tan line around my wrist where my watch should go. But when I put on my watch, it represents and it reminds me, you got it, to be patient. Be patient with people by giving them time to learn, grow, and change. But you notice Paul said in verse 14, beyond all these things, Joe, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. But I couldn't think of any article of clothing I always put on that would represent and remind me of love. And then the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. My eyeglasses. See, I can't see without my glasses. My glasses represent and remind me to put on love. Because when I put them on, I can see you the way God sees you a lot more clearly than I can without them. And through the Holy Spirit, God reminds me to see you and others through love-colored lenses, not world-tainted shades. So let me ask you a question. What clothes do you put on every morning? Be intentional about putting on the new man, and then ask the Holy Spirit to help you walk in your new clothes. Because remember, we're real men, and real men don't dress to impress. We dress for success. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling, and they may need to put on the new man. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know, I love sharing podcasts on reviews that we get from my listeners. And I wanted to share this one with you. I pick them randomly. Check this one out. This one came from Dan Luzonis. He's actually a guest on our show. And Dan writes, "Once you listen, even for a little bit, you can't get Dr. Joe out of your head." Okay. And you don't want him out either, he says. He says, "His strong, passionate, and inspiring voice is a windfall for any real man who wants to level up his total game." Thank you, Dan, for leaving that great review. I really appreciate it. And guys, you know that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button, and may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Dr. Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.